and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray Dunn of CertiProved Certified Warranty. Pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, it looks like we're going to have a vote on Wednesday in the United States Senate on the president's so-called bipartisan infrastructure package and the Bernie Sanders $3 trillion in infrastructure package, that we may have a vote as early as Wednesday. Karl Rove, this is Cut 3, by the way. This is Cut 3. This is Karl Rove on with Chris Wallace on Fox News Sunday, and his reaction to the Chuck Schumer Wednesday vote on infrastructure. Here it is.
Karl, as someone who helped run the legislative trains for Bush 43, I want to ask you about the Democrats' battle plan here, not the policy, but the tactics they're using. What do you think of Chuck Schumer forcing this cloture vote on a still unfinished bipartisan infrastructure plan for this Wednesday and his continuing effort to link for Democrats, the link, yeah, I'm going to pass bipartisan infrastructure, but I'm also going to pass this $3.5 trillion big social spending plan?
Well, look, I understand the latter. I understand that he wants to have this gigantic expansion of government, the creation of all these new spending programs, of all these new mandatory benefits and so forth. I understand that. The question with regard, though, to his action of calling a vote this Wednesday when the bill isn't even drafted and agreed upon, he's either got one of two motives. Either he's trying to be helpful by forcing action, or he basically wants to set it up for failure. Unfortunately, my gut tells me that he's going to set it up for failure. This is the kind of thing you don't do unless you are unless you think that this helps you get across the finish line, because very rarely does it get you across the finish line to push something that's not yet baked, that's not yet agreed upon, and is not even drafted.
Wow. In other words, it's half-baked. I think it's not fully baked. It's half-baked. And that's one of the problems. Coming up, Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz, spot on, talking about the Biden administration and how they are, even as we speak, violating the First Amendment and our protection of our free speech. In collusion with folks like Facebook. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Coming up on 3:31 right now, and this crash wasn't there the last time we talked. It's blocking the two left lanes, US 95 eastbound and Rancho, as you're really slow working into the spaghetti bowl there because of those lane restrictions they had. You're bumper to bumper, 515 westbound at the 15 interchange because of those limitations. And you're pretty much touch and go as well on that transition lane, leaving Interstate 15 northbound, merging over to the 515 eastbound. Some people still call it US 95. We'll call it 515 so you're not confused. And those lane restrictions continue the other direction on the 515 westbound. That is at Eastern.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. Las Vegas Aviators baseball losing to El Paso yesterday 3-2 as they fall back to 500 at 32-32. They will match up against El Paso tonight with Jesus Luzardo on the mound. He's 2-4 with a 6.87 ERA. The Las Vegas Aces get some time off as the Tokyo Olympics are right around the corner. The WNBA is shutting down the season for a bit. The Aces will not play again until August 15th when they match up against Washington. And Raiders running backs coach Kirby Wilson has informed the organization that he is going to retire. That is according to a report from NFL Network. This Sports Flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Stephan. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Stephan. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Stephan, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hasn't it been just kind of a murky-looking day and the humidity is like through the roof? I got my walk in and it was wonderful, 83 degrees, but it was like 45% humidity. It was just like, wow. It just kind of hits you when you stepped out. Anyway, we will endure, I promise you. I want you to hear, Ted Cruz was on one of the Sunday shows, and you know the promise we make with you that if you agree to join us on Monday, we will on Sunday watch all the Sunday shows and, you know, the so-called chat shows, as they like to say in the UK. We'll watch those mindless Sunday shows and bring you the best of them. Ted Cruz, though, I thought really hit the nail on the head talking about the Biden administration. He was on with Maria Bartiromo and how via Facebook and other online stuff is clearly violating our First Amendment rights to free speech. This was Ted Cruz yesterday with Maria Bartiromo on Sunday Morning Futures.
We are in regular touch with these social media platforms, and those engagements typically happen through members of our senior staff, but also members of our COVID-19 team. Given, as Dr. Murthy conveyed, this is a big issue of misinformation, specifically on the pandemic. We've increased disinformation research and tracking within the Surgeon General's office. We're flagging problematic posts for Facebook that spread disinformation. We're working with doctors and medical professionals to connect to connected medical experts who are popular with their audiences with accurate information and boost trusted content.
Senator Ted Cruz joins me now with a reaction to the White House's brazen censorship admission. Senator, it's good to see you. Thanks very much for being here. So was this collusion?
It was undoubtedly collusion. It's good to see you this morning, Maria. You know, it's striking since that interview that you just aired a minute ago where I laid out that the Fauci emails really showed how big tech was in bed with the Biden administration, with the government, censoring on behalf of the government. There have been two significant developments. Number one, Donald Trump filed a class action lawsuit against big tech, against Facebook and Twitter and big tech, based on exactly the theory you and I discussed, that they were engaged in censorship that is unconstitutional, that is contrary to the First Amendment. And the theory behind President Trump's lawsuit is exactly the theory you and I discussed. Now, the challenge his lawsuit faces is the following. The First Amendment applies only to government action. In the beginning, the first words of the First Amendment are, Congress shall make no law. And so it applies to the federal government. It has since been incorporated and applied against the state government. And so the argument that a lot of the talking heads put out immediately after President Trump filed his lawsuit is they said, well, Facebook is not the government, Twitter is not the government, so this lawsuit will get thrown out. Well, the Supreme Court has long recognized a line of cases that when government uses a private company as a tool, as an arm to implement a government policy. And in this instance, when government explicitly asks a private monopoly, censor the following speech that we disagree with, that private company can be treated as a state actor. And I got to say, watching Jen Psaki this week, it is amazing. I kind of wonder if Jen Psaki is on the payroll of Donald Trump, because her press conference strengthened President Trump's lawsuit against big tech. It makes clear that everything we thought about the Biden administration, about their willingness to trample on free speech, to trample on the Constitution, to use government power to silence you, everything we feared they might do, they are doing and worse. And I think President Trump's lawsuit got much, much stronger this week.
That's Ted Cruz with Maria Bartiromo talking about the Biden administration. And really, Jen Psaki, her words played right into former President Trump's message. I mean, it's exactly what you would have expected. When we come back, because this all surrounds the COVID-19 and the mask mandate and all of that stuff, Marty McCary is the go-to guy for Fox News. And he talked yesterday about his reaction to the L.A. County reinstitution of the mask mandate. And by the way, don't be a bit surprised if the Southern Nevada Health District and the governor and the county commission all begin to talk in terms of a mask mandate, reinstating the mask mandate for all of us indoors, vaccinated or not. I'm vaccinated, got both my Pfizer shots. I had the disease, or I had the virus, rather. And simply put, I supposedly, according to Dr. Fauci, I'm fully protected. But in spite of that, don't be surprised if we don't get, if we don't take maybe five steps backwards. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Carry on my wayward son, don't you cry no more.
Carry on all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Book online today and get a $17.95 basic oil change. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades.
Ichabod's. Even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24-7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair, call now, 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086 or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair, now you know.
A gentle breeze blows across your face as you take a refreshing sip of water, appreciating the stillness of another morning fishing on the lake. The distant gurgle of a stream reminds you of days spent playing in the creek, the cool, clear water rushing between your toes. You love this time with nature, the feeling of putting everything on hold to connect with the world around you. Now, imagine it's all gone. No fish, no lake, no water. One of life's most vital resources, irreplaceably depleted. Time is running out to protect fresh water, and without our love, it can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our fresh water. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Millions plan for retirement online, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, and manage your benefits all from the comfort of your home, and give yourself the freedom to do what you want offline. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We're talking about the mask mandate, the vaccine, Facebook, and the incredible a fact that the government is violating the Constitution. Our government is doing it right now, this instant, colluding with Facebook and other folks of that ilk. It's just an incredible what's going on. Brady, you're up and you're on AM 670 KMZQ. I'm glad you called. Hi.
How you doing, Kevin?
I'm good, man. Happy beginning of the week.
Same to you. Hey, I just seen, you know, most of this reporting on the COVID jab is what I call it. It's not a vaccine. I don't want to go through this again, but it's not a vaccine. But the only reporting that they have for, like, negative consequences and people dying from it is the VAERS site. That's the vaccine adverse effect response syndrome, or what you reply to. And it's through the CDC. It's a voluntary site. Right now, they just updated the totals. There's 11,000 people that died directly from the jab. There's over 500,000 adverse reactions to the jab. And that's coming from this website, which is from the CDC. So So actually, the true numbers are probably 10 times that amount. We probably lost over 200,000 people now from the jab. And what you're going to see coming out, the more and more as it keeps coming out, and they're trying real hard to suppress all this information. The last 2 weeks, more people have died from the jab than from COVID itself. And that's why there's such hesitancy for people to get it, because they know, first off, it's not a vaccine. It doesn't stop the transmission. It doesn't stop you from spreading it to others. So what good is it anyways? And now they're going to go back to, we're going to have everybody wear the mask again, and probably they're going to try to inoculate the kids before school. Mark my words, he's going to try to do it.
Well, the schools are a captive audience. If you simply want to get numbers, you can say, hey, you'll get ice cream if you'll get the jab. And there are kids and parents that'll go, well, okay, free ice cream, it sounds good to me. I think it's an uphill battle what we're facing right now. Brady, I got to run.
Quickly. One thing, Kevin, you know, with the jab, really quick though, these people, we're in the infant stage of this. Everybody's like, well, I got the jab and I'm fine, you know. But they did the study on the rats with the same thing, the RNA inoculation jab. They gave it to rats. After the, they had about 200 rats in this study, and after 6 months, all them rats were dead. And it's the same thing that's getting injected into your body. So you better watch out, because what happens to rats in 6 months is usually equivalent of about 2 to 3 years in humans. So just be careful and don't get the jab.
There you go. There you go. Thanks, Brady. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. I happen to disagree. You know, there's a lot of stuff we're not going to know. I mean, the long-term effects of this vaccine, we're not going to know it for decades, maybe. Are there people that are alive today because of it? I happen to believe the answer is yes. The fact that 99% of the folks that die are unvaccinated, that's impressive to me. Now, it doesn't speak to the long-term impact of the vaccine. We'll talk about that. I want to talk about movies, because some of the movies are just awful that are out right now. I was looking over the weekend to go into a movie, and eventually ended up not going. But I looked at the movies. I said, man, there's nothing here. Next week, the Matt Damon film Stillwater looks interesting. I think on the 30th it opens. And gentleman Jim Dallas has been tracking at least one film that did not have a stellar opening. And this Space Jams thing, explain what happened to this poor film this week.
Well, first of all, it was, of course, a remake, a sequel, whatever you want to call it. But it stars LeBron James, the star basketball player. In 1996, it was the star basketball player Michael Jordan that released the original Space Jam with the cartoons and the Bugs Bunny characters and all that. It's a lot of big fun, in theory, you would think. But LeBron James, as you well know, has been very, very critical towards conservatives, Republicans, Donald Trump, anything that he disagrees with. And he, in my opinion, Kevin, is ignorant and arrogant at the same time, which is a very volatile combination. But they open to a pathetic. Now, this is a $150 million movie. That's how much it costs to produce. When you're talking about advertising and distribution, it's more like $250 million. And they scored a pathetic $32 million opening. And it usually goes down from that. So they barely got, what, 10, 12, 14% of their investment back after the first weekend. And to put that in perspective, in 1996, 25 years ago, Michael Jordan almost had the same amount the first weekend, $27.5 million. And that was in a few thousand fewer theaters back then.
Yeah, they call that per screen.
Yes.
Wow.
So people are saying no to LeBron James. He's mean. He's not a good person outwardly.
Gotcha. Yeah,
in my opinion.
Hey, we got to run. We got to take a quick break. We'll be right back on AM 670 KMZQ.
on air, online, or on demand. Take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000-mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, did you know that your lawyer can take 33% from your settlement, regardless of how little of money you get? That's right. You get hurt, and the lawyer takes most of the money. It's not very fair, is it? When you hire me as your lawyer, those worries go away. I promise to never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
I'm Mark Shear with Las Vegas Raiders. I just want to say what a pleasure it's been to not only serve on the board of Las Vegas Chamber of Commerce, but to be a member. This chamber does a fantastic job of making sure our voice is heard in Carson City, our voice is heard locally. There's no quicker way to get plugged into the pipeline of Las Vegas to join the chamber here. If you're a small business looking to add a 401k, health benefits, or need help coming out of COVID-19, give a call to the Las Vegas Chamber. They can help.
This message is sponsored by the Vegas Chamber, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I want you to hear Dr. Marty McCary because Dr. Marty McCary, a smart guy, and L.A. County has reinstated the mask mandate. This was Dr. Marty McCary on one of the Sunday shows on Fox News Sunday, I believe, talking about the reinstatement of the mask mandate. This is cut two. Dr. Marty McCary, go.
Of L.A. County saying not only is the mask mandate back in effect, it's in effect indoors and even if you're vaccinated. What kind of message does that send to someone who's on the fence about getting vaccinated?
Well, look, Charles, if we're going to follow the data, there's no data to suggest that vaccinated people should be wearing masks or even people with natural immunity for that matter. So it sends the wrong message at a time when we need to rebuild trust and public health credibility. And L.A. County is going to be an outlier. Other cities are not going to follow this. There may be a few. But right now we are in headline high season of fear mongering. If you look at the San Francisco Chronicle and L.A. Times talking about a spike and a surge. There may be an increase in cases, but we're not really seeing an increase in critical illness presenting to the hospital.
Well, we also see where Chicago has instated some travel restrictions on a couple of southern states, and it really bothers me a lot that this is, obviously the politics have seeped into this, them versus us, south versus non-south, and that all adds to this sort of demonization or fear fear that that this Delta variant, yes, is highly transmissible, but what's the dangers of it? Does it actually, has it increased the dangers of us going out there and trying to live a normal life?
Really good article in the Wall Street Journal by Monica Gandhi, who I spoke with yesterday, about the piece titled, really, What's the Bottom Line with Delta? And It's Not More Dangerous. And if you talk to doctors at the hospital, they will tell you that the people they're seeing there, which range from 0 to 5 people at most large hospitals who are ill with COVID, that they are unvaccinated people with